your Dharma songs, and I'm happy to lead this. It fills me with joy to be able to work these things out and lead in these songs. So I'm glad to see we have a good turnout here and a good turnout online too. So it's really great. Today we're going to start with Guru Rinpoche prayer, which is what I usually start with because I consider this one of the most important songs in our lineage. It's on page 6 in the old book and 282 in the new book, if you have that. It's important because Guru Rinpoche is one of the lineage masters that we follow. He's basically the main figure in the Nyingma lineage, and we're both Nyingma and Kagyu here. And so it's a song of devotion invoking the lineage, the Nyingma lineage, and all masters, really. And it also talks about the boundary between inside and outside perceptions. What we think of as outside, is it really outside? And what we think of as inside, is it truly inside? We know the way the brain works, and that light comes in and stimulates the brain and all that, but that just talks about the physical part of it. It doesn't talk about consciousness and how consciousness reacts to certain stimuli and so forth. And this song tries to explore that boundary between perceiver and perceived, and also being a song requesting help in our realization of this basic emptiness of inside and outside. So here we go. All these forms that appear to eyes that see, all things on the outside and the inside, the environment and its inhabitants appear, but let them rest where no self's found. Perceiver and perceived when purified are the body of the deity, clear emptiness to the guru for whom desire frees itself. To Urjan Pamajun may I supplicate. All these sounds that appear for ears that hear, taken as agreeable or not, let them rest in the realm of sound and emptiness, past all thought, beyond imagination. Sounds are empty, unarisen, and unceasing. These are what make up the victor's teaching. To the teachings of the victor, sound and emptiness. To Urjan Pamajun may I supplicate. All these movements of mind towards its object, these thoughts that make five poisons and affliction, leave thinking mind to rest without contrivances. Do not review the past nor guess the future. If you let such movement rest in its own place, it liberates into the Dharmakaya, to the guru for whom awareness frees itself. To Ujjin Pema Jhumhe I supplicate, grant your blessing that purifies appearance of objects perceived as being outside. Grant your blessing that liberates perceiving mind, the mental operation seeming inside. Grant your blessing that between the two of these, light will come to recognize its own face. In your compassion, Sugatas of all three times, please bless me that a mind like mine be free. All righty. The next one we'll do is one of our all-time favorites, is All These Forms. We sing this on almost every occasion when Rinpoche and Lama Tenpa are around. So it's on 120 in this old book and 203 in the new book. This one also talks about emptiness and the types of perception that we have in terms of eye and ear and nose, tongue and feeling consciousness, appearances, sound, which also includes thought and words and concepts, feelings, which are obviously the emotional level, and an awareness, which is lies in a very subtle plane underneath all of the thoughts, appearances, and emotions. There's a subtlety to our experience, which is the nature of mind, what we're really aiming for. So this talks about all of those things. All these forms, appearance, emptiness, like a rainbow with a shining glow, in the reaches of appearance, emptiness, just let go, go where no mind go. Every sound is sound and emptiness, like the sound of an echo's roll. In the reaches of sound and emptiness, just let go, go where no mind goes. Every feeling is bliss and emptiness, way beyond what words can show. In the reaches of bliss and emptiness, just let go, go where no mind goes. All awareness, awareness, emptiness, way beyond what thoughts can know. The next one is this lovely little song that's not in the songbook. Not even sure where it came from, really. It just The only thing I have is an exchange between Milarepa and his female student, Polderbaum. And it's about making peace with thoughts, really, I guess. I can contemplate the sea, but waves make me uneasy. Milarepa, tell me how to meditate on waves. If the sea is as easy as you say, waves are just the sea's play. Let your mind stay within the sea. I can contemplate the sky, but clouds make me uneasy. Milarepa, tell me how to meditate on clouds. If the sky's as easy as you say, clouds are just the sky's play. Let your mind stay within the sky. I can contemplate my mind, but thoughts make me uneasy. Milarepa, tell me how to meditate on thought. If the mind's as easy as you say, thoughts are just a mind's play. Let your mind stay within your mind. Let your mind stay within your mind. Let your mind stay within your mind. Beautiful, one of my favorites. Really love that. Let's see. Oh yeah, okay. 18 kinds of yogic joy. We're gonna play this today. This is on page 32. Page 32 in the old book and page 35 in the new book. I bow at the feet of the genuine guru. Because of merit gathered, I've met this Lord. The guru with his prophecy is what has brought me here. My comfortable castle, this wooded mountain, this is a meadowland. So beautiful and blue, the trees are dancing in the midst of all the trees. This is a place of play where the monkeys and the langurs play, a place where birds speak in bird-like tongue, a land of flying bees on gentle. Summer runs into winter, a light drizzle falls. A autumn runs into springtime. The mist comes rolling in a solitary place like this. I, the Yogi Hill Rebbe, am feeling very clear, like, well, meditating on emptiness mind. When I get a lot of stuff coming up, I feel extremely well. When the highs roll into lows, feels even better still. Feels so good to be a human being without the karmic deeds. When confusion gets complicated, I feel extremely well. Fearsome vision's getting worse and worse, feels even better still. Galatians, birth and death and freedom from those, it is a good way to feel. With the bullies getting worse and worse, I feel extremely well. When there's not a painful illness in sight, feels even better still. The suffering being bliss, feels so good, the feeling bad feels good. Since the trochar comes from what I am, it feels extremely good. To leap and run about is dance, feels even better still. To be a king of speech, with a treasury of song feels good. The words are like the buzzing of bees, feels extremely good. That the sound it makes is merit collecting, feels even better still. The bliss is good in the expanse of the confidence of strength of mind. What develops on its own by its own force feels extremely good. What comes out looking like a hodgepodge feels even better still. This happy experience song by a yogi carefree is for you who believe in what you're doing here to take along with you when you go. All right. Good get up and dance song. Okay, the next one is called The Lama Teaching You, which is not in the songbook, but is one that I kind of dug up from long ago. We used to sing this, and then I found it in a book, and so here we go. Let's see. When you look at the clear, bright ocean, and the waves rise up and dissolve back down, don't you know this is the Lama teaching you? Thoughts are dharmakaya. When the springtime sun starts to warm the earth and the ice melts into water, don't you know this is the Lama teaching you samsara? Again, when you look at the clear, bright ocean and the waves rise up and dissolve back down, don't you know this is the Lama teaching you that thoughts are dharmakaya? When the springtime sun starts to warm the earth and the ice Don't you know this is the Lama teaching you samsara is nirvana? Lovely.
Hmm?
Okay. The next one is Sky Dragon's Roar. This is on page 121 in the new book, in the old book, and 243 in the new book. This is since Kenpo Rinpoche died recently, we have been focusing a lot on his songs, and this is one that he wrote in an airplane heading from the east to the west. Up in the skies expand, true being, unborn, forever pure. Beautiful is the world below me. How many colors do I see? But when I look, I can't find anything that's time has come to meditate on true reality of ego clinging free. All my possessions, all that I enjoy are like rainbows in the sky. Even their smallest part have no essence. They don't exist at all. So when I enjoy illusory pleasures, empty appearing tea and beer, it's time to rest in mind's full moon, empty awareness, radiant clarity. The stages of practice of the Tathagata, view and meditation, are skillful methods that clear away ordinary thoughts. So I train in appearance and mind, being without base or when sickness and death suddenly strike, I'll be ready without regret. In the pattern that this world and life's appearances weave, visions of parents, relatives and friends are like illusions and dreams. Like morning mist, they are fleeting, and at the time they dissolve. That's the time to search for unborn, confused minds, basic reality. In the baseless, rootless, and empty, confused appearances of life, we suffer from heat and from cold and from so many other things. But diligence and secret jhanas practices so powerful makes fox-like cowardice be freed all by itself. The time has come to what we beautify with hats and clothes. To this heap of elements, we offer tasty food and many other things. Whatever we may find pleasing, but the carelessness and craziness of this life will end one day. So be ready to be fearless of the judgment of the mighty Lord of Death. From the country of Great Snow Mountain, a realm of Dharma, having crossed many hills and valleys and now flying through the sky, I purify illusory flesh and blood into empty appearing deity. As in Bhumi's realization, self-liberated in this side train. Aha, Dechen Rangdrol's conduct that's attachment-free. Aho, it's time to fly in the expansive sky of precious mother. Okay, this is the next one is another little small thing. It is on page 198 in the new book, but it's not in the old book. So we'll do this three times. Look at appearance emptiness. Let's see. Look at appearance emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha hee hee. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha hee hee. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha hee hee. Another favorite, friends. Page 139 in the old book, and I don't know what it is in the new one. We'll sing this twice. First time we'll think about friends, and the second time we'll think about enemies. Water moon, to think of them as being truly real will only make your many sufferings increase. To know their empty forms like a water moon will make illusion like somebody increase. Compassion free of clinging will increase, and not referential view will also increase, and meditation that's fixation free and conduct free, a doer deed increase of all the many marvels, this by far the most marvelous of all the many wonders, this the most wonderful. Enemies. these are empty forms, like a water moon. To think of them as being truly real will only make your many sufferings increase. To know they're empty forms, like a water moon, will make illusion like samadhi increase. Compassion free of clinging will increase, and non-referential view will also increase. And meditation that's fixation free and conduct free of doer decrease. Of all the many marvels, this by far the most marvelous. Of all the many wonders, this the most wonderful. This one is Equality and the Seven Things to Forget. This is also a Kenpo Rinpoche's song, and it's on 151 in the old book and 37 in the new book. When I realize everything's equality, I forget all about my close friends and my relatives. It's okay to forget the objects of your attachment. When I realize wisdom beyond thought, I forget everything included in perceiver and perceive. It's okay to forget these causes of happiness and pain. Beyond memory, beyond feeling, I forget all about the experiences, the good ones and the bad. It's okay to forget them, they just go up and down. When I know the three kayas are present naturally, I forget all about the deity's generation stage practice. It's okay to forget the Dharma made of concept. When I realize the results inside of me, I forget all about the results you have to strive and strain to get. It's okay to forget the Dharma of the relative truth. Meditating on the key instruction, I forget all the other explanations and their conventional term. It's okay to forget the Dharma that makes you arrogant. When I realize appearances are my texts, I forget all about those big books with their letters in black. It's okay to forget the Dharma that's just a heavy load. That's a very instructive song. I really like that a lot. Especially forgetting about those big books with their letters in black. Okay. All right, this one is on page 75, The Way Things Are. And let's see, 253 in the new book. Let's This is one we also sing quite often, Eileen's favorite. Victorious Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in all 10 directions and all 3 times. We who are so fortunate to have gathered here to practice, please look upon us with love. Shamatha and Vipassana is the noble way that's free of flaw. And when we practice here in such a peaceful place, in our mind streams may this path be born. This life's appearances resemble water moon, and knowing that's the way things are, in the view-seeking mind's nature free of fabrication, may our conviction be steady and firm. And when we meditate in this certainty we've gained, may unconfused experiences shine. By the power of that, may the victor's precious teaching be everywhere in the universe, and may the genuine being who uphold the teaching remain with us for eternity, and may their great deeds know no boundary. Right. Okay, this one is an exchange between Kenpo Rinpoche and Punlop Rinpoche on page 142 in the old book and 184 in the new book. This one is, again, since we're concentrating on Kenpo Rinpoche these days, I thought I'd played this one, which was actually composed by Punlop Rinpoche in an exchange. Let's see. The student asked, "What do you need?" And his lama replied, "From samsaric existence illusory, ocean." Wait, let me start over again. From samsaric existence. Okay. The student asked, "What do you need?" And his lama replied, "From samsaric existence illusory." Some samsaric existence illusory, ocean I need. I'm not getting it. Let me think about it for a second. I need illusory jewel of equality, samsaric existence. The student asked, "What do you need?" And his lama replied, "From samsaric existence illusory, ocean I need the illusory jewel of equality." Sorry. "From samsara and nirvana's Appearance, emptiness, non-dual. I need samadhi and appearance and emptiness illusion. It gets more regular from here, I think. From the Dharma Dhatu of myself and others' equality, I need the reflection of the moon's bright clarity. And as for the many other things I need, they're all perfectly complete. Inequalities expands, I share a blow drove. Send this off to you and then the student. Supplicated his lama like this. I think of you, my father, my lama, oh so kind. You are the very essence of all that's precious and sublime. And this wisdom cutting through the true nature, base and root, is your kindness, your loving kindness. I remember you, Lord and Master Lama. I remember you. Grant your blessing so I might seize the fortress of mine. In this great ocean of appearances without center or end, thoughts are like the Nagas dancing up a torrent of waves. Equality's primordial jewel makes it all so beautiful. Peerless Lama, your kindness has allowed me to find this. Grant your blessing that by joining what I've heard with reflection and with meditation experience and realization will reach their highest point. Thoughts of samsara and nirvana are primordially peace. Appearances alive in motion within great emptiness. Appearing empty illusions, clarity always present. Peerless Lama, your kindness has allowed me to find this. Grant your blessing so that joining what I've heard with reflection and with meditation experience and realization will reach their highest point. When object and subject waves are at peace in the expanse, the face of Dharmata shines in its flawless clarity. Self and other completely within Dharma Dhatu. Peerless Lama, your kindness has allowed me to find this. Grant your blessing that by joining what I've heard with reflection and with meditation experience and realization will reach their highest point.
Okay. A little difficult.
The first verse is kind of difficult. Then it gets better, it gets more regular. So it is a nice song, it's really beautiful. The next one is Fortunate. This isn't in any songbook, but this is a song that we commonly sing, especially when Lama Tempa is leading us, as a dedication at the end. So this is getting near the end of our session. What time is it?
Okay, I have 10 minutes, yeah.
Every day, think as you wake up. Today I'm fortunate to have woken up. I am alive, I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I'm fortunate to have woken up. I am alive, I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I'm fortunate to have woken up. I am alive, I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. I'm not gonna waste it.
Well, I thought if we had enough time, which I think we do, I would attempt this next song as well, which is called The Devas Flute. And this song is also not in the songbook, but was introduced this summer after Kempo Rinpoche's Parinirvana, because we no longer sing his longevity supplication. So we wanted to, this is one of three songs that were composed. It's the one I like the best, and I think it's the easiest one to sing. So we'll, this one, Punlop Rinpoche asked several of his teachers to write songs, and this one was composed by Zenkar Rinpoche, who is one of Punlop Rinpoche's Dzogchen teachers.
Zenkar.
Zenkar Rinpoche. We don't see him much around. He's a little kind of Yoda-like guy, very short, walks with a cane, really reminds you of Yoda, but he's quite a profound teacher.
Have you received teachings from him?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
At the retreat?
Yeah, and we did a retreat where he came for one night and gave some teachings. And
you speak at the Sagar Foundation?
Yeah, he's mostly... He works a lot with translations, and so he shows up at translation conferences. But he's a wandering yogi. He doesn't have a lot of students, and but he's one of Rinpoche's main teachers. He does have a place in Vancouver.
He also has a
place
in New York City.
Yeah, and so he moves around from place to place. Zenkar, Z-E-N-K-A-R, Zenkar Rinpoche.
A-L-E-K.
A-L-E-K.
Yeah.
Yeah. Namo Guru Vajradharaye. With learned prajna you have mastered all of sutra and mantra, realizing the profound points, your intelligence bloom, your magnificent deeds are the glory of the teachings and of being. Authentic spiritual friend, please think of me. The interweaving unsullied
Clouds of your enlightened mind have dissolved into the sky of the veil-free Dharmakaya. You have shown us an appearance where your form, Kaya Sun, seems to have set. I call out to you, Lord Guru, with unbearable longing. Beautifully adorned with pure integrity, saffron cloth, undistracted meditation, you so ingeniously perfect. Holder of wisdom's glory, encompassing the ocean of what is to be known. Peerless Guru, I supplicate you with such longing, with teaching, with debate and composition. You proclaim sutra and tadra scripture while resting inwardly in equipoise. You seize the valiant fortress realization. With mighty strength you hoist on high the great parasol of discourse and attainment. Life force pillar of the teaching of scripture and realization, I keep you here in my memory. Through nadi and through prana and through bindu, fully harmonizing and have a duty, the three displays dissolve in stages, and by the play of emptiness, the four, you arise in rainbow body, the self-shining great bliss Kaya. To you, O union self, liberated, glorious Guru, I call out. Empty space, free of reference point. Simplicity, Dharma, Dachu, and great co-emergent wisdom, the indestructible native state. From the perfect union of these, the clear sky of your intention, may nectar's rain of your blessing flow on within my heart. With skillful integrity throughout lifetime after lifetime, and with prajna that enjoys oceans of sutra and mantra, may I lead the gathered champions
of great intelligence and the fruition, stainless great bliss, self-liberated manifest. It's not, no. There were, we did have a 49-day period of longing and remembrance for him, and at that time they were online, but I don't think they are anymore.
We can have copies here, though.
Yeah.
I can get some
printed. Yeah. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we can make copies. Yeah, that's a really nice one, and there's two other ones that are, one of them is pretty easy to sing, but the other one's really difficult, so.
This is lovely.
Huh?
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe we'll try them in the future. Okay, finally, longevity supplication for Punlap Rinpoche, and then in the Nalanda anthem. In the yana of Samantabhadra, the essence of the ocean of scriptures is the definitive meaning, the luminous heart. In all directions you fly the banner of this great tradition's teaching. Glorious Supreme Guru, may you always remain. You hold the treasury of the secret great perfection, master of teaching true meaning to students who are ready. You carry the victory banner, banner of the teachings and the scriptures. Genuine spiritual friend, may your activity increase. And now, Nalanda the world, Nalanda the world's supreme adornment. You're the source of the noble land of India's learned scholars, accomplished practitioners, and the five fields of knowledge. Through applying ourselves with joyful diligence, in your hearing, reflection, and meditation, may the lands of the West be established in the three kinds of enlightenment.
All right. There we go. There's our songs for the day. Thank you so much for joining. What? I think they refer to the enlightenment of the Shravakas, the Pratyeka Buddhas, and the Bodhisattvas, which are essentially the same. There's not three kinds of enlightenment, but I think there's sort of three levels of realization. Yes, we did. In our class. Right. Oops.
Sorry.
Did your class start? Did it start?
It starts on Wednesday. It's a Mahayana Buddha nature class.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Chugging along.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, so good.